I think part of the problem was 1862, Dakota people fled into Canada. Dakota people fled west. The government moved a good number down to Crow Creek and then to Santee, formed Sisson-Wapton Reservation, the Spirit Lake Reservation in North Dakota. Today there's at least 16 Dakota communities, and they've tried to unify, but they just can't seem to get together. There is no central Dakota language repository, or whatever the word for that would be. A person who lives in Granite Falls speaks a different dialect than somebody who lives in Sisseton. They're too spread out, I think.
The war led to a tremendous scattering of the Dakota people.
Yes. And there's a great number of Dakota people who have left the reservations. They're living among the whites, like me. Well, I was never on a reservation, but my grandfather was.